It's time for this week's episode of Radioga. So please help me welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty.
Thank you, Sage. It's good to be here. And I apologize for my gravelly voice. I have caught a seasonal transition cold, and hopefully nobody out there is suffering the same. If you have been, then take your vitamin C, drink some tea and lemon juice and honey. I would like to talk about the benefits of yoga, but instead of talking about them, I'm going to have you experience them. So one aspect of yoga is to have a meditative mind after the practice. I'm going to go through a stream of consciousness listing, and you can see how your mind focuses on these things. And then we'll do a little bit of active yoga, and we'll do the same meditative stream of consciousness, and you can compare.
So should I try to clear my mind, or should I listen to what you're saying?
You're going to try to focus on the words I'm saying and see if you can get a clear picture of the images I'll be talking about. Most of them will come from past images in nature that I've seen and that will probably be familiar to everybody.
Okay.
So take a deep breath in and then focus on your sense of hearing and any other senses that come to mind when I go through this stream of consciousness. A tulip opening in the sun. A honeybee landing on a sunflower. A waft of smoke winding up from a chimney. Dust on a gravel road rising from a truck ahead. A raindrop falling into the middle of a pond and the circles spiraling out. A trout rising to the surface of the pond to eat a fly. A frog hopping off the bank into the water. Children splashing in the waves on the beach. A gull dipping down into the water. Sun rays breaking around clouds. And now we're going to go into some movement and exercise, and then I'll do not an identical, but a similar stream of consciousness. And you can see how your mind settles and focuses on that. So we're going to do some movement first with the arms. So bring your hands to your shoulders, just so your elbows are hanging down and your fingertips are like spiders on top of your shoulders. You're going to inhale your elbows forward and up and exhale them back and down. So you're just making big backstroke circles with both elbows at the same time. Inhale up and exhale back and down. Good. Now we'll go the opposite direction. So inhale back and up, almost like you're doing butterfly stroke, but just with your elbows. Inhale back and up. Exhale forward and down. Good. Now we'll do one arm at a time. So right elbow lifts up and breathe it down. And then left elbow, inhale up and exhale it down. Fingertips are still kind of perched on your shoulders. One arm at a time. Good. And then drop your hands by your side. Shake your arms out a little bit and lift your hands straight out to the side, making a letter T with your body and your arms. You're going to roll the thumbs back toward the back wall as if you're catching raindrops on the palms of the hands. And then you're going to exhale. Try to turn the thumbs down and then all the way behind you. So big 360 rotation in the entire arm. Inhale as you open the heart with palms up, thumbs back, and then exhale, turning palms down, and then turn them up again, but backward. Good. Inhale one more time, palms up, and exhale down. And then you're going to drop your hands to your lap, roll your shoulders up to your ears, back and down, lifting the heart. And then we're going to sit for a minute, and I'm going to do the same thing for about a minute, the same stream of consciousness. And with that little bit of movement, notice how your baseline changes. A bluebird landing on a fence. A butterfly lighting lightly on a piece of grass. Wheat blowing in the breeze. A plane making streaks across the sky. Clouds floating gently by. The sound of thunder rumbling in the distance. A cow chewing cud, standing in a field. An old man picking flowers. So that was the practice, and just kind of check in with yourself, see if the movement helped you to focus a little more on the sense of sound and kind of sequester the mind. It might have been too short to actually feel that. Were you able to tell?
I actually experienced the reverse.
Oh, you did.
When my body became involved, then I had a second of ignoring what you were saying each time you spoke. It was like it took me two extra seconds to
longer
to listen
to focus
and think.
Right. And I feel just the sense of time is the rush of a 5-minute yoga experience.
Yeah.
Kind of pushes me to the end. But check in with yourself, see if how your mind focuses, and with a little movement and exercise, if you're able to sit down and then find a calmness, or if it makes you more energized and ready to go. Thank you. This has been Terry Flaherty on Radio Yoga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.